Are we going to start it? On capacity, so we are now recording. And just for to say a word, everybody, we're doing a kind of a hybrid meeting here this evening. We have some people on Zoom that couldn't attend, as well as the live audience.
Okay.
So we'll see how that works out.
Okay, so it is June 16th, it's about 5 past 6 p.m. I call this monthly meeting of the Nashua Airport Authority Board to order. We'll call Chris.
Chairman Woods.
Here.
Vice Chairman Law. Not present. Treasurer Heath.
Here.
Secretary Holland is not present. Delayed. Director Duquette.
Here.
Okay, so public input as it pertaining to the agenda this evening. Anybody wish to speak up?
I'll just, unless Luke for the recording, I'll just mention that I assume that this is relevant to the engineer's report, but on behalf of the Condo Association of 109, I hope that we can learn something about the schedule for repairs.
Okay. Anybody else for public input? Moving on, so minutes, approval of the NAA public minutes of May 19, 2021.
Make a motion, accept them.
Second.
Okay, discussion? Okay, all those in favor of approving the NAA public minutes for May 19, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Treasurer's report, approval of the May 2021 financial statements subject to audit. Good.
Okay, we continue to perform better than budget. Have a surplus. Kind of an end in June of about $170,000. Maybe even more. So the reasons for that is simple, as nothing much has changed since the April meeting. So if you just go back and read the credit report, that's too much to say. The biggest difference here is that revenue profit pre project is a lot higher because obviously phase 1-2 have been completed mostly. And phase
Dave, are those, is that an expected surplus through the end of the year or only through H1 at this point?
Oh, yeah, no, it, there's one more month to go, and like I said earlier, that the, unless the world falls apart in month two, we're going to have about $180,000 surplus.
Great. Very positive. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for David? Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the May 2021 financial statement subject to audit.
Second.
Okay, any more discussion? Okay. All those in favor of approving the May 2021 financial statement subject to audit, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, and that would be unanimous. That's approved. Next item up, Dave, is approval of the FY2022 budget.
Okay, this was set out earlier today. It's the budget for 2022. There's some of the things. If anybody has them, I have to look at it. Anyway, we're again projecting a surplus for 2022. Not quite as robust as we don't expect at this point. I need more CARES money or other things that affected this year's budget. But we had about a bottom line of about 11.9 and on the surplus for next year. And the biggest drivers between the revenue and well, the revenue, comparative revenue, is basically there's a couple of escalators going on at the Tower Building, the Southern Michigan University Building. There's an escalator for that, and then there's some other just general cost of living CPI few kickers in existing leases that just make up that additional revenue for the land. The administrative, the state of Hampshire fees, we're projecting a little bit higher, but that's kind of a crapshoot. We don't really know what's going to happen yet, because the state hasn't done all that. Been able to provide us with the details of how to arrive at that number. My plan is to dig into that a little bit more between now and the next time I need to check on that. So the revenue, total revenue is $648.8 for the year from all sources compared to the budget of last year of $614 was actual amount. Call that $700 for this year. And the biggest difference for this year, of course, is the CARES money. All the other lines are pretty consistent, and I think we're expecting 10 storms next year for snow plowing residents. So I'll look it up there, kind of with the building today, and put that in your budget. Wages, we did hire a new employee this year. There were some salary adjustments. The total salaries are going from roughly 285 to 291 total of benefits, and taxes. The couple of kind of wild card dwellings are there's building and grounds maintenance, fuel farm equipment. Building and grounds maintenance, this budget is $25,000. What we need to do, this building is in dire need of roofing and painting. So we're very soon, as soon as we get out one of these, the taxi with main project, we're going to start getting numbers on that and hopefully get. The hope is to get the roofing done before the winter.
them next spring. So that's a total budget of $25,000 next year. The steel farm maintenance, we need the tanks are in need of painting. We've gotten kind of soft estimates in the past for about $10,000 to $15,000. For the both of them, we came in with another kind of actual quote for some, I believe it's an epoxy kind of paint, but it's like 18,000 piece, so we're probably not going to do that. Probably just going to go with the same paint, which lasts just as long. That right now is budgeted at 15,000. We may need to adjust that after some discussion, because the other thing I want to put in there are, or annual approvals, if you will, every 5 years the tank has to be inspected. And the last time one tank was inspected, it was $10,000. Now, whether or not each tank has to be inspected, and I think Chris may have some additional
information. So I dug into it this afternoon, Dave, and found out that the avgas tank is every 5 years and the Jet A is every 10 years. The unfortunate discovery today is that the last time Jet A was done was 2012. So that says 2022.
I'll strike that $15,000 budget.
And we need to work on that, yes.
Okay, so that's probably, and that's because you think that's going to be around $10,000.
I don't see why it'll be any different, but I will get some firm estimates. I might speak with the two contractors who are Clean Harbors and Ty and Bond.
Okay. So we're going to, so that $15,000 is subject to change at this point. We'll discuss it later. We may want to beat that up to about $25,000, which will take our $12,000 surplus and move that down. So there's other things we're going to offset for that. So that's the fuel farm item. Again, these are a wild card. I think everything else is pretty boilerplate. I'm not going to bore you with all that. Vehicle repairs and maintenance. The vehicles are getting older. And last year, the budget was $31,000. Looks like we're probably going to spend about $26,000 to $7,000 this year. We're budgeting $32,000. We may, instead of repairing things, one of the vehicles is 20 years old. That's not a lot of miles on it. But it's trying to keep the body mounted to the frame is the issue. And, so we're thinking about buying another vehicle this year, which we would probably finance it through a municipality at very, very low rates. And so that will make that finance go down significantly. So, so right now it's at $32,000. We may adjust that after we have some more discussion. The only other, there's another line here later on. It talks about diesel. We've had some weird things happen with our diesel supply and expenses. 2020, the total diesel cost was around $7,000. But prior years, we've been budgeting and using upwards of $12,000 or $13,000 of diesel. So 2020 was way down, probably because the fiscal 2020 last June. And then this year it looks like we're only going to spend about $6,000 or $7,000 this year as well. We've got $14,000 in the budget. So what I would probably suggest through our discussion tonight, lowering that to like maybe 8,000 or 9,000, which will create a little bit of a bottom line to help with the fuel farm. So those are kind of the highlights. As I mentioned earlier, the rental income is a little bit of an uptick because of some of the Southern New Hampshire University lease and power buildings have a built-in kicker to it. And then the state New Hampshire registration fees of $30,000. You know, that's just, again, that's wild card as far as I'm concerned. We're guessing that at this point. That's all we
mentioned earlier, that was discussed earlier, the surplus for 2021 is going to be upwards of $100,000. Before we get all fish, send it off, you know, we got this, what I call a tidal wave out there in the ocean that's coming at us in 2024 when all the leases for selling at the university expire. So we have to be careful how we address that in the next few years. Have some work to do in the next couple or 3 years to address that, but in the meantime, we want to. But I think we could probably spend some of it. One of the items in here, we've been keeping the marketing budget for $10,000, and we haven't spent hardly anything of it. So in essence, we've got probably over $20,000 carryover surplus just in that line item alone. We talked about promotional stuff. We talked about signage for the airport, which we're going to want to revisit that. But mostly, just really figure out the best way to sell the airport. And then obviously, that's the tenants. That's kind of a goal. It's all about, you know, everybody does well. The airports as well. So, we are, you know, we're probably going to spend some of that money to, you know, for airport improvements for that surplus, but we've got to be very careful not to use up too much of it because we may need it in the future. So, I know you have any. Other questions?
I have a question. You might not be in charge. Do we have a gallons estimate for the fuel that we use? Or is it just a dollar estimate?
It's a dollar estimate. It's based on, I believe, 7 cents a gallon.
No, for diesel fuel?
No, you're talking about diesel or?
Before we cut the fuel budget, gas prices.
You're talking about diesel. You're not talking about the fuel pump.
No, correct. The line item that we had talked about potentially reducing.
Yes.
So dollars kind of don't mean anything when it was at a historical low for, or at least in the last 10 years. So before we start to reduce that, I just am curious whether or not we have a gallon estimate. Do we actually use less, and do we know why we use less?
Well, one of the big things, one of the reasons we use less, and Chris has spoken to this a number of times, is that usually at the end of each winter, we have to take all the piles of snow and move them, which takes many, many hours of machine time to do. This year, it got warm really quickly. Why bother? Want to melt.
Yeah. What you're saying is global warming is going to help us reduce our amount of fossil fuel.
It'll offset the $5 a gallon diesel cost later next year.
Going up in that.
And we had less snow this year.
None of us are in the future. The fuel future. Diesel's at number 305 pounds. We buy it better to the city.
But that's just the reduction in taxes when the raw market price goes up.
There's no question that the market level is going to be paying more for the right. We're paying what's truly cost, but we're paying more. And, that's why, I guess, the case you're concerned, Jeff, is that, last year we were at 7,000, this year we're about 6,000. That's why I'm suggesting maybe just come down to like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
To hedge that you're talking about.
So we still don't actually have a gallon.
No.
We can get that.
We have, obviously we keep track of gallons, but, we don't say, okay, the price goes up, we don't do anything kind of, the elasticity kind of estimate stuff. How many stories did we have this year?
What you were budgeting?
We had 9 this year. We generally budget for 11. Historically, that's what we have. Yeah.
You know, at the end of the year, we generally spend weeks moving all these piles. This year, we didn't touch them. So weeks of machinery running 8 hours a day.
Right.
Right. So like I said, we didn't have the big storms. So.
So don't do the snow dance and
lower
the budget.
No, keep it all the conference fine.
Thanks.
Sure. Okay. Anybody have any other questions for Dave regarding the FY 2022 budget?
They must be intelligent.
They all are.
Okay, if there are no more questions, so I have a motion to approve the FY 2022 budget.
Hold on, just a second. So I guess, is there a consensus about the two items we talked, the two primary items? One of them is to take the fuel for our things, given what we just discovered about the inspection from 15 to 25,000.
That inspection date, isn't due until August of 22.
Okay, so that's next year.
So that's the next year's budget.
But let's do this. Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that. So the other thing we talked about in prior years is that because these are big $10,000 hits in a given fiscal year, what I suggested was let's accrue it every year. Let's put $2,000 per tank away as a reserve. Assuming we'll just put it on the books as a crude expense for the fuel fund. And so in this case, what I would recommend that is setting an additional $2,000 away for the avgas tank. That's the one that was just done.
Correct.
And
which has to be done in 2025.
Half for next year. So we'll basically provide $5,000 this year and $5,000 next year for 2025. Great. So let's do that. Let's raise this by 7,000. 15, 22. Does everybody understand that?
Yes. Maybe I'm worried with that.
Okay. And then is everybody okay going 9,000 on the diesel fuel? Okay, it's only 4,000. I'm sorry, 5,000.
We'll probably pay a third more for fuel next year,
yep.
Given the trend.
Yeah.
So, is there 2,900? So that we projected to a net income of
$13,900? I don't know what the bottom line is. I don't know what the plus and what the minus.
Plus 7 minus 5.
I don't know if we, you know, anyone has measured, and I know nobody's measured on paper, but do we have a goal at the end of the year of how much we're trying to have the airport generate as a profit, or are we trying to be more like the chamber or something where you're breaking even?
Well, we at least from my perspective, we don't have either objective.
Okay.
I don't look at this thing as a bottom line driven enterprise. It's, you know, it's nice to make it, have a surplus or profit, if you will. But it's not because, oh good, we turn it into the shareholders and the board will go out on vacation and all that. It's put money away for when we don't have it or when we need certain things. It's more of a, you know, a household budget kind of thing where you look at it and say, okay, great. Now we have an extra cushion in case something goes sideways.
So I guess I would say if
that's okay. So this bottom line thing, I'm not even paying attention to it right now. I'm looking at the individual line item saying, what should we do? Should we do this not to make the bottom line look better, but if that's more reality. But what I felt like doing during the year is talking about variances of budget over and over again, the same different thing.
Well, I guess I would say, you know, I also, for Chris's sake, and Susan's sake, don't want to get to the end of the year and go, well, why did you overspend your diesel? Well, we wound up meeting our storms and the diesel price was higher. So I guess I'm, you know, thinking on the fly here at the moment. I guess I would leave, since we're leaving the storm number at 10, I would leave the diesel number.
But we're not, we're not, we're getting, we're not leaving the storm number at 10. Oh, I should ask you from a budget perspective.
Right.
Okay.
Because you have that on the income side.
We had when we budgeted 11 last year, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we're 10 this year.
And we get budget 10 this year.
Right.
For the budget, but we only had 9 actuals.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But if you're budgeting 10 for the income,
we're not. We're budgeting 11 right now. So you're saying that diesel should be higher for that reason?
Yes, I guess. Or in short.
So you're saying that there's a correlation between storm and diesel,
mm-hmm.
which there is, then those two should move together.
Right.
Okay, so that's what I'm getting at here in a way, is that actuals for this year, with the 10 storms, I'm sorry, the 9 storms, is going to be about $6,000. So.
All things being equal, you effectively have your cushion there at 14.
Right.
Right. That's what you're basically saying.
So that $600 a storm, if you want to divide that out. So then, now you have, you know, we have 10 storms in the budget, so that now goes to $6,600. But also saying, well, diesel prices are really lower than it was in the one where it's not in piles.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, so that's why I'm thinking around $9,000.
Okay, I'll defer to you on Chris on that.
Because the explanation is going to be the same, whether we are spending more than we budgeted or less than we budgeted. It's going to be we didn't anticipate something.
Right.
It'll be an easy explanation at the end of the year.
It's one of those things. It's not necessarily what I would call a discretionary expense. We got to spend it. So
right. And I'm certainly supportive of maintenance. So, you know, whatever we need to budget for maintenance, I think I'm supportive of not getting behind on maintenance for sure.
Well, that's what we talked about earlier. I'm not sure if you were testing.
Yeah, we were talking about the fuel pump.
Okay, the fuel pump, also the building and ground thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm supportive of that. You know, making sure the roof don't get too far gone and all those things. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so,
pay no attention to that.
I just think as far as like being able to project and speculate on snow and moving snow piles, you should just ship the extra snow to Dubai for
We should truck it to Sacramento so it melts and they get the water.
There you go. It seems reasonable to be at 9 given the last few years.
Sure.
Of course, we say that we'll get 20 people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're going to
one way or the other. No, I'll support that.
Okay.
That sounds reasonable.
All right. So now, then, what we'll do, Susan,
mm-hmm.
we're going to increase the fuel farm expense
town maintenance to 54290 account.
Yeah.
To 22,000.
Yeah.
And then we're going to decrease the diesel 63107 and 1507 from 14 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. So well, those two changes made, well, now I can make the
motion to approve those two changes.
Yes, I just said, well, those two changes made,
yes.
I will entertain a motion to approve the budget.
I'll put forth a motion to approve the fiscal 2022 budget as adjusted. Do we want to enumerate those two adjustments?
Sure.
Okay. One would be the modification of fuel farm line item 54290 to go from 15,000 to 22,000. And the other item would be to move item 61307, diesel fuel, from 14,000, reducing that to 9,000.
That's the motion. I will second that. Okay, any further discussion on the FY 2022 budget with modification? Okay, all those in favor of approving the FY 2022 budget with modifications, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that sounds unanimous. So that carries. Okay, brings us to communications. We received, on June 8th, we received a very nice note from Bob DeMeo in representing Building 21. I'm sorry, 121. Appreciation to National Airport Authority and Airport Manager for the papers that were signed. You've all read the note, but it was very nice of him to send that along. You know, we really appreciate that. And let's see. I have no other communication except we have the news extension. It just came in, right, Susan?
Got a
communication
for that.
It's a phone call. Oh, it's just a phone call?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't see that on the agenda for that.
No.
Yeah.
What are you
talking
about?
No.
Oh. Yes.
Yes? Oh, yes? Okay. I'm back.
The other one.
Okay. Let's see. Reports. Our reports. Yeah. I will say it's very nice to get a nice letter from our stakeholders here at the airport that you can see this stuff that Chris and Doug and obviously the people and the physicians that it's really nice to have a great relationship all around the airport. Okay, so traffic count for May 2021, 7,860. 7339 in April. So that's a 7% increase over April, which is very nice. And significant increase versus last year, which was 1565. So that's a big jump, 2020 yeah. versus 2021.
2025 increased 55%.
Yeah.
For the year.
10% up for the year overall.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So people are flying, which is good. Yep. That brings us to airport manager's report.
Okay. Recent events, none. That's about to change. This weekend, Saturday, we have the annual New Hampshire Aviation Museum Flying and Barbecue. Be held, at Hangar 81. Starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. I believe goes till about 2 in the afternoon. It is a paid event that supports the New Hampshire Aviation Museum. People can feel free to fly in and join the barbecue or walk in or however they can get here. It's usually a good event. They're expecting 75 people to attend the barbecue this year. That doesn't mean 75 aircraft flying in, but in the past we've had upwards of a dozen. So.
Where is Hangar 81?
It's on the north side of the tower.
Right next to the restaurant.
Yep.
Well. The
so we'll be blocking off the tower ramp for their mm-hmm. event, and Air Direct will be moving their aircraft over to the transient tie downs up against the grass.
Excuse
me. June 23rd, which is next Wednesday, through the 27th. Commemorative Air Force will be here with their B-29. They had to cancel the B-24. They'll also have a Stearman, T-51 Mustang, and a T-6 Texan. So they will actually arrive here on the 21st, and they'll have a media day. And then on the 23rd, they start the event. The event goes from 9 to 5 daily, right through Sunday, and then Monday they will depart. And again, this is a paid event. If you go on our website, you can get on a link to their website, and they'll tell you all the fees. They're offering rides in the aircraft. Again, you have to pay for the rides. And they're getting pretty booked up, so if anyone wants to go for a ride, you should get online soon. Other items of interest, June 1st and 2nd, we had a site visit at Nashua with Weston Solutions. They're working for the EPA, working on this investigation about PFAS contamination. This was all brought about because of samples they've picked up in the surrounding area of the airport, not necessarily at the airport. So they're trying to figure out where it was coming from. And PFAS contamination is generally found in all kinds of things, but they found a high concentration in the firefighting foam. And so the state of New Hampshire, DES, is targeting airports in the state looking for this PFAS. At our airport, we've only had one incident where they deployed firefighting foam containing PFAS. And it was inside of a hangar, and it was contained. It never got out of the hangar, never got into the storm drain system. So we're pretty confident that we're not going to have any here at the airport, at least from that source. So Weston Solutions came in. They collected water samples from existing well sources located at 3, 5, 117, and 125 Perimeter Road. And these were people that have wells, whether they're point wells or artesian wells. They collected samples. And the reason they went to those buildings is they need to get samples from groundwater. And rather than boring holes all over the airport, they said, well, let's look at these existing sources. They also had, we had some monitoring wells up by the Mausers. And these wells, we don't know when they were put there, how old they are, but they were able to tap into those and went down about 18 feet and got samples. And interestingly enough, the samples, just from a visual standpoint, were very clean. And they were really surprised at how clean it was. That doesn't mean it's PFAS-free, but clean flowing water at 18 feet under the ground. We're on an aquifer, and if you actually dug a hole, it's amazing how the water is moving under this airport. Mm-hmm. So that's what that was all about. They will get back to us as well as the tenants that they sampled the water from, and you'll all get reports. It's like an aircraft carrier. Yeah.
Blame all your bad landings on
it. Oh, you've seen him fly.
But you look at the gentleman.
So while we get the general, you.
Ask me another question about the bus.
Intelligent question?
Go ahead, the resting wire.
Everybody's pitching a little bit today.
Yeah, you know, pitching and rolling.
Yeah,
huh?
That's rolling.
That's why Zoom is probably so much better.
Actually, before I continue, I'm on the side of the computer. Everybody on Zoom, can you hear us okay? Okay, thank you. June 1st, I presented the NAA budget to the City of Nashua Budget Review Committee via Zoom meeting. All went well. One of the high points of that meeting was generally we're in there requesting matching funds for our projects, and now 2 years in a row, we have not needed those funds. We've received 100% funding from the feds. So the City of Nashua was very pleased to know that, you know, another $200,000 was not needed. So basically over $400,000 in 2 years that we've saved the City of Nashua.
So we should put that into the Perimeter Road Paving Fund.
I made mention of that. Absolutely. I don't miss an opportunity. June 2nd, Nashua Airport Authority staff and Midwest ATC
We conducted our annual RSAT, Runway Safety Action Team meeting. There were people from the FAA involved in this Zoom meeting. And the overall gist of it is we're a very safe airport. We had no incursions reported in the past year and only one excursion. The excursion was a 172 student pilot solo that exited the east side of the runway into the grass. Nothing happened, just came back on the runway, didn't hit any light signs or anything, and learned an important lesson. And I understand he's progressed, and he's doing just fine right now.
Not fine for American Airlines.
Not quite yet. But everything else, you know, we have a relatively safe runway environment here, and one of the main reasons is we're only on one side of the runway. When you have infrastructure on both sides of the runway, there's a lot of crossing, traveling back and forth, and those are the kinds of airports that have incursions. We generally have none all the time, so that was a good meeting. June 7th, phase three of the pavement maintenance project has begun. We'll let Nick and Danny speak about this a little bit more. And it's going excellent, by the way. I'll stick that in there. June 7th, NAA staff met with Infinity and Nashua Jet representatives to discuss pavement maintenance projects and our upcoming events, the barbecue, the commemorative Air Force, and primary topics of discussion were safety, line service, transient aircraft handling, parking, et cetera. We all worked together, and Shane was at that meeting, so we coordinated a lot of aircraft movement. Because with this project, obviously, we've closed Taxiway Delta, and we have to reroute traffic around Echo, and getting transient jet traffic over to the Infinity ramp is challenging at times. So we made three plans. Plan A is to try to get them to there via Charlie and the inner ramp. Plan B is to bring them on the south end of the tower ramp off of Foxtrot off of Alpha. And Plan C was to use the ramp in front of Hangar 9. And I don't believe we've had to do that yet. Is that correct, Shane?
That is correct.
Yeah, that was Plan C, but we've used Plan B quite a bit. So it's working out very well. And big thanks to everybody at Infinity, all line service guys, and Bob Bird. Doing a great job helping out everybody at the airport. Let's see. Hangars for sale at Nashua right now. We have two. One just sold recently. Paul Hood's hangar sold. And building 13 Perimeter Road. That was probably the fastest real estate deal I've ever seen. It was a handshake, and the next day it changed hands. So that was really good. We have one located in 13 right now at this time, owned by Forey Nelson. And the other one is 127 Perimeter Road, Archie Frangoudis hangar. And just so everybody knows, we have community hangar rental is available from Nashua Jet Aviation and Infinity. Just everybody keep in mind that due to the projects right now, it's a little difficult. We have a lot of, you know, aircraft that have been stuck in these hangars temporarily. So everybody's working well together, and we'll work it out. Anybody have any questions?
Chris, last year, or 2 years ago, I think, when the Commander Air Force came in, I remember some sort of issue with porta-potty.
That was not commemorative Air Force. That was Collings.
Okay.
So I can...
Whatever that is, that's been addressed.
Yep, I can speak to that. I actually, I coordinated with Jacques Robitaille. He's the man in charge of the commemorative Air Force event.
Yeah.
And they have contracted with United Site Services.
Yeah.
And we have a few standard porta-potties coming, as well as handicapped porta-potties that'll be out on the ramp. And there'll be a couple outside the entrance. I also coordinated with the city and gave them a reminder call this morning. They're going to be bringing 8 containers, recycling and refuse containers. I also discussed with them that in the past, you know, you have a ramp that can be over 100 degrees out there and a lot of elderly people, and there was no water or refreshments for anybody. So this year, Commemorative Air Force will be selling bottled water at cost, no profit. As well as CAP, who's going to be involved in this, they will be selling water. Just to make sure everybody's well hydrated and taken care of.
And then the actual the Southern Hampshire University building, the tower building there, that's not, there's no access to that.
There is no access to that, and we shouldn't need it. Other things we've coordinated with this for this event. We're going to have a number of people promoting their businesses, and I'm talking about the flight schools on the field. I met with CR Helicopter, Air Direct Airways, East Coast Aero Club, Civil Air Patrol, and I'm missing somebody, I apologize, but they're all going to have little tables out there and try to promote their business outside of the show, outside of the fence. So when people are leaving, if they're interested, they can get some information about our airport.
For those of us who might be interested in watching them land, and we're also kind of love that flightradar24.com stuff, is the best thing to do to like key in a filter B29 or something, or do you really expect them to come at a predetermined time?
Good question. They're telling us they're going to arrive at noontime on the 21st. I could probably get some updates. I don't know how I would get that out to the general public because these things change because of weather.
FlightRadar24.com is really interesting.
Yeah, I think that's probably
the filter of ASH, or you can actually do a filter by aircraft, and you probably do B29.
They're probably both.
Well, on the FlightRadar24.com, it's a 3-digit code that you can filter. So you can do like B77, 777,
right.
B47, or B78
or A38 for A380. And I use that, Brian. I think that is probably the way to do it on there.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
Anybody else?
I'll mention that it's really nice to have the helicopter guy practicing down in the hotel.
Yeah, kind of put an end to that. There was too much activity around the aircraft out there for openers. We also put an end to Sunday mornings at 6:30 in the morning, or any day of the week at 6:30 in the morning, beating the pattern up with the helicopters. It's just too early. It's not fair to the neighbors. We try to be good neighbors, and I have this discussion with Bob Cloutier, and they can still fire up and leave, but they're to depart the airport. If they want to work the pattern, we're asking for after 8 o'clock in the morning.
And did you talk to him again about parking in the taxi lane?
Yes. I spoke with the new instructors, too.
Okay.
He has some new instructors that weren't quite up to speed yet.
Any other questions for Chris today? We'll move on. Airport engineer, and I see Nick is, there.
I am remote tonight. I'm sorry. Can everyone hear me well enough?
I'm all the way up. Something's wrong with his mic.
Let's see. If I sit a little bit closer, is this better?
Not really. Danny, can you speak for a second so I can see if it's Nick's microphone?
It's loud and clear for me.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I guess that's all I get for volume. I'm all...
Really? I can hear Nick perfectly.
Yeah.
People on Zoom can hear me. It's just not the...
Yeah.
I apologize for that. I'll speak as loud as I can. Get into it real quick here. We are administering two projects on behalf of the Airport Authority. The first being the Pavement Maintenance Phase 2 project. On Monday, May 8th, on Monday, June 8th, the contractor began work in phase 3, as seen on the engineer's update here below. Per the contractor's schedule, they're slated to be done by the last week in June, and they'll take that week off and allow the airport to coordinate for the future phase. Gail has processed the contractor's April pay rec and sent that in a reimbursement request to NHDOT. We're actually preparing another reimbursement request because we finalized the contractor's May estimate at today's construction progress meeting. So that will be worked into a reimbursement request as well. And change order number one for the drainage work to replace the sagging drainage pipes in the phase one work area, as well as replace a storm structure. In phase one has also been sent to NHDOT. We've received verbal approval of that change order, but we have not actually received the approved change order yet. So recommended actions are please sign and forward the next reimbursement request upon receipt. And I believe that about sums up the pavement maintenance project. Any questions on the information I've provided for that project?
Could you say that again, Nick? Nobody heard any of it? No, I'm kidding.
I got to get there next month. That's what I'm hearing. The second project is the Taxiway Alpha Rehabilitation Project. Not much new to report here. We have submitted the grant applications to NHDOT. The low bidder on the project was Sargent Corp of Stillwater, Maine, with a bid price of $2,030,172.50. Contracts between Sargent Corp and the National Airport Authority have been prepared, and with concurrence from the Board of Directors, we will circulate those contracts and begin preparing for construction. I'd like to get the contractor under contract as soon as possible because there are some long lead items like the runway or the taxiway edge lights that need to be provided, and we're looking at about a 2 to 3 month lead time on those as it is right now. So the sooner we can get them under contract, the sooner they can begin ordering those materials.
We have a motion here, actually, Nick, to put forward. It's now a good time.
You can do it now or wait until I have just one more bullet left.
Okay, go ahead.
And the last update is Gail is preparing the airport's updated stormwater pollution prevention plan for coverage under EPA's multi-sector general permit. For those of you who don't know, a new MSGP was released at the beginning of, I think it was actually March of 2021. And in order to comply and be covered under that general permit, the airport needed to update their stormwater pollution prevention plan. So Jackie at our office has been working on that around the clock, and she anticipates having the draft ready for publication on the airport's website for EPA review by the end of this month. That being said, this was not a task that we carried in that project. So as that SWIP gets approved and put into place at a future meeting, we'll probably have to discuss the supplemental agreement for Gale's services related to that. But at this point, I think we can just push it down the road a little bit, and I can actually talk at a normal volume in front of you at the next meeting. We can discuss it. So that's all I have for the Taxiway Alpha Rehab Project. Any questions on that?
Nick, the only thing I think you didn't mention perhaps was that Carol Noola from the Hampshire DOT gave us the pre-approval to move forward with this SWIP plan, correct?
Yes, she did. She gave us her blessing that we could cover it in a grant for either the taxiway, or if there's money left in the pavement maintenance grant at the end, we can also put it in that.
So
we'll just see where it fits best, and we'll go from there.
Thank you. Wes Lou?
So the last time we went around the SWIP, there was quite a bit of discussion about locating someplace on the airport where we could wash airplanes. Quite a bit of research around that. And I was wondering, I thought I should ask whether that will be included in the update. It would be great.
That is something that
water is available, and obviously where the runoff won't cause the environment. And I've been hoping our airport manager, I took my airplane home for the construction. I've watched it 3 times. That's something that most people like and need to do in mechanics.
So everybody can go to Wes's place.
Mine, 1950 feet, 24 feet wide.
Good luck.
There you go. I take the piston.
Nick?
Yeah, can you just repeat what Wes was saying there? I heard something about aircraft washing in a designated area.
He was referring to the SWIP plan and the airplane wash plan. Yep. Still included in there. That was determined a few years ago.
They located in a place where there's no water. Nobody would ever go.
I understand.
I recall the previous board that was in place at the time talked about providing a trailer with water and buckets and things like that. But correct. It's certainly something.
A place where there's water is available, and obviously where the runoff won't cause an environmental issue, which I think at the time we mapped several places around the airport where that was could be done, but the board at the time was less cooperative and enthusiastic about that. So I would hope that perhaps today we could do better. Anyway, I'll
just make one step further, Nick. Let's make this happen.
All right, understood. We will. There may be some strings attached in the form of, you know, treatment that might have to be addressed, but we can certainly look into it and follow up with the board. I'd say, I don't want to speak for Jackie, but hopefully by the end of the week, we can certainly look into what is required and get that into the SWIFT.
That would be great. Thank you, Nick.
I personally called EPA in Boston, and as long as you identify an appropriate place, there are several on the airport, they're fine. And New Hampshire is really fine. If you don't, if you do less than 30 airplane washes a month, they don't even care.
Well, that's what we have to determine. Is
right. There are several hangars around that have one. And sure. And I don't mind paying $5 to wash a airplane. I have a well at home, so it was kind of free, but on the other hand, these guys who don't want to land at a 950-foot airport, they deserve
we get that free plane washes at Western.
Yeah, there you go. if everyone's welcome to come as long as they land, they get out, they come in and have a cup of coffee, we'll wash their airplane. The only thing we don't like is roughline. It's mostly due to liability. It's for people who, they just land, they go in, run away, they turn around, they bask in the glow of being a superior pilot, and they leave.
That big deal to get out too.
There you go.
So I'll work on that with Gale Associates West. It's obviously a huge thing for this airport.
The other thing I mentioned was, I don't know whether our engineer can comment, is what the plan is to remediate, the damage that was done, for instance, with Building 109. And I'm not suggesting it's done tomorrow. I'm just trying to understand what I should tell the folks in my comments.
Well, I've already discussed this with Pete Volheim in great detail, and we have received some part numbers from FullFab, and the contractor is taking care of this 100%.
Right, we understand that. We're just wondering, is it, next week, next month, next year?
Well, again, I spoke with Pete about this. They said they had about a 6 to 8 week lead time.
Okay.
This was in an email correspondence with Peter, the president of your condo.
Right.
They just got back to me the other day with part numbers to confirm that these are the parts that we want, because these buildings were erected, I believe, in 1985.
Right.
Peter and I were going to get together yesterday. We couldn't get together. We'll get together, confirm all the part numbers, and we'll get everything ordered. And then they say it's about a 6 to 8 week lead time.
Okay.
They're having trouble getting materials, they told us, right off the bat. But they have all the old dies for the siding, and they have all the plans to make the new column. The electrical, what happened was an electrical box got torn off the side of the building, and it bent the column in the building because the wire was attached to that column.
You got to put yourself down before
you drive on. So that was temporarily put up on a pole, if I recall, right. A couple of poles.
Right.
And so once they replace all the column and then the siding pieces and the corner piece, they'll reattach the electrical.
So we got to understand the gist of that. I have to report that Peter is not a super communicated person, so if you had a conversation yesterday, then the rest of the associates certainly have heard of it. So thank you for that.
Yep.
Hey, does anybody have questions for Nick tonight, regarding any of the airport projects?
No questions, but I just wanted to make the comment that I didn't see the phase one until just recently after getting back from my trip, and it was great, so thank you for
got to give credit to Danny there.
Thank you, Danny. It looks great. I tacked it across it. It's great to have a nice new pavement on that area of the airport.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. So, motion's made.
So we'll put forth a motion to award Sargent Corp the contract to rehabilitate Taxiway Alpha and associated taxiways and to authorize Farrell Woods, Chairman of the National Airport Authority, to execute and deliver for and on behalf of the National Airport Authority any contracts with the state of New Hampshire related to SBG 1223-21 Rehabilitate Taxiway Alpha and Associated Taxiways.
Just make that up.
I got good people in the back office.
That was fantastic. Yeah, I was going to ask. That was brilliant.
You have your motion?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll second it. Thank you. Okay.
I just picked up as we went along.
Okay, discussion on Joe's motion. Okay, if there's no discussion, all those who are in favor of Joe's motion to move forward with the contract and allow me to sign, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, and that was unanimous, so that motion carries.
By the way, worst carnival ride in the world, Joe's motion.
it just sounded horrible.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Do you have any more questions for Nick? We'll move on. We have no committees. We have no old business before us. New business. Mr. Tim Hill, Constellation Behavioral Services at Willis and Perimeter.
Hey, Tim, you're on mute. Hopefully we can hear you.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Not really. Thank you for inviting me to attend tonight. We are looking at 102 Perimeter Road as an opportunity for hosting one of our early intensive learning centers. It's pretty similar as far as a profile, what it would look like to Granite Start right next door at 100. We work with kids, young kids, with developmental delay, autism, and pretty much most of that. But we work with educational institutions, school districts across the state of New Hampshire, as well as medical services for kids, usually typically small kids, early intensive. So 2 to 6 years old, typically.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming to our meeting tonight and introducing yourself. Appreciate that.
That's great. If you guys have any questions or concerns, we're here to answer those for you.
Given the age of the people that used to be in that building, 2 to 6.
Well, we look forward to having you here, Tim.
That's great. Thank you.
I do have one quick question for the authority. We became aware, I guess we appreciate now that there are a couple of ground leases in effect for the building. Essentially, it's airport property. We see that one of them is up for renewal, or at least it terminates automatically in 2024. What's the position of the airport? Is it renewable, or how does that work from your perspective?
So usually what happens with the ground leases is the management of, the building that sits on top of our ground, prior to the lease's expiration, we'll petition the board for a renewal of the lease. And usually those are, those are requested for a period of typically 20 years with an option to renew for another 20. The reason for that period of time is so that, it's like banks are willing to finance transactions to purchase the property that sits on top of our land. But in a nutshell, that's typically the process. And in my experience as a board, we've not refused to renew a lease.
Okay. All right. And so let's assume for the sake of argument that Tim goes through with this purchase, when would you accept the petition to renew for the lease that's terminating in 2024, just so we can kind of start ballparking that?
Typically 6 months.
Okay. And is there anything in particular you'd be wanting to see as a request, or is it basically just something like what we've done today, kind of a request for approval of renewal, and then I guess probably some negotiation on terms and so forth. But
we've usually kept the terms of the lease consistent, you know, from renewal to renewal, you know, instead of stirring the pot.
Yeah, basically it would have to be a written request, usually within 6 months of the expiration of the lease.
Okay.
Now, are you buying the building or leasing it?
Tim, you're buying the building.
We'd be purchasing, correct?
Yeah, okay. So you basically make sure you get your hands on the leases that the current owners have, and we go through those and just put a note in your calendar to request an extension on that lease, you know, 6 months ahead of the expiration date.
Okay, that's great. Helpful information. Thank you.
You're welcome, Terry. Any other questions? That, you know, give Susan or Chris a call at the airport office.
That sounds great.
Yeah, is there a process for Jeremy? Anything you guys need, just give us a call, and we'll help you make the process work smoothly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tim, your last question.
Is there any process that's required for assuming the ground lease?
No.
From the previous owner?
If you're buying it now, the current owner, but I think it's still Aviation Realty.
Mm-hmm.
Have you working with Joe O'Connor or Scott Tutaker?
Scott is the counterpart.
Who is it?
Scott is the counterpart, although we've primarily been involved with Mark.
Mark Coleman?
Yeah.
Okay. Just make sure they have to assign the lease. If you're buying the building, they have to assign the lease to you.
Yeah, we're on top of that piece of it. We just wanted to make sure that you didn't need a, you know, approval or anything like that, you know, for the assignment, because
we have to approve the assignment.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so how long does it take for the approval of the assignment to take place?
If you get it to us, a week prior to our meeting, we can approve it that night.
Okay.
So that's the third Wednesday of every month.
We want to know about the second one.
I'm sorry, second Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah, so we
want it
by the second Wednesday.
Okay.
And that's pretty routine business for us to conduct. You know, I don't expect any friction there.
Yeah, we just have to coordinate that with the closing, and, you know, it's kind of a little ballet that has to happen, but that's great. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for us tonight?
No, I don't think so. Thank you very much.
You bet.
No nice problem. To meet you. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome to Nashville Thank Airport.
Thank you.
That brings us to Mr. Hector Chu. Is that correct?
Yeah. Everyone, I'm Hector Chu. I'm here with my colleague, Greg Millen. We just started the company messing around with helicopters. And we just need to hang up and change. We're really pleased to be here at the airport and here to be part of the community. There are a couple of these if you want to know a bit more about what we're here to do here. We're working with Chris. We'll want to test helicopters. We'll probably figure out a way to safely do that on the old tie-down area. I imagine we'll have more conversations about that in the future when the time comes. Otherwise, we'll try to turn out to all the barbecues and things like that. Greg's role is pretty international footprint, but both of us are essentially reachable anytime to call us whenever you have problems or just want to have a chat.
We still fight, so yeah. We're easy to handle.
Wes, question.
I'm just curious what messing about with helicopters.
I thought it'll be here. We want to make them safer, more affordable.
Sure.
So, welcome to Nashville Airport. We're glad to have you here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for coming to our meeting tonight. Questions, Jim?
Yeah, just a comment.
Shane Blossom for the record. I just like to, first of all, I have intended to introduce Dr. Thurl and Greg tonight. He's done an excellent job. This gives me an opportunity just to press and project just another thanks to the Airport Authority for all the hard work that Donald Grant. Outstanding cooperation. I know it's certainly the outstanding cooperation in the community under very capable leadership from Chris Lynch, Susan's assistant in the office, to all of us. Outstanding. All the work out to the pandemic really, really helpful. Everybody just stuck up to the point. So I'm feeling deeply appreciated. And it's an absolute pleasure to be part of this community that I'm too. With that said, Dr. Drew and Greg, the members of their team, have approached us with as indicated, leasing building 9 that executed with us through January, with an option for an additional 1 year. We're delighted to have them here. I don't think I'm talking about school, my understanding is that part of the technology there is ground systems for our 22s and our 44s, so these are full size helicopters, and control systems to operate those, autonomous or some autonomous. Very exciting work that they're going very high, very cutting edge. But a lot of the technology and the proofs of concept that we've seen, and some of which have been here, this seems to be eminently doable.
No, that's a comment on you or a comment on the other
one? No pressure.
No pressure.
We're very happy to have them with us here at the airport, and we're seeking your approval for operating authority for the duration of their time with us, at least through January. If this proves to be worthwhile for them, hope as well for an additional year, and so that's longer to come. Any questions for me, or Hector, or Rick?
Yes, go ahead.
Not necessarily. Well, let me say this. Remember, drones are aeronautical vehicles too, like a little full style.
There are unmanned helicopter systems down there all day.
Exactly. So, when you use a term of art drone, it encompasses a wide spectrum of things, but it's a very sophisticated technology that's designed. And it's contemplated to be operating in the national system in the full sense of the word, as opposed to group inspections with my method and my controls. But it's fully authorized in terms of the spectrum of utilization that the FAA is contemplating now for airports. But there are other airports that are working hard on bringing this technology, for example, Griffiths Air Force Base, which is now mostly civilian, they partnered with the FAA at a 50-mile corridor for development of similar sorts of technology, with autonomous vehicles, multi-rotor systems, single rotor. Well, I think all helicopters are multi-rotor. One of the products.
You haven't seen a NOFA.
Yeah,
that's right. All right. They're members of our community and they're members of the Aviation Association. I think they'll be great partners here for the airport.
You'll be attending.
Other questions?
I have another statement. The New Hampshire Bureau of Aeronautics actually just brought a person onto their team that is going to be heading the UAS program in New Hampshire. It's Mr. Jason Levitt. So he's part of the Bureau of Aeronautics now.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that just tells you how much that they want to be involved with this too. So
can be very much a part of our future, I think. Yep. A big part of this, the integration of ADS-B into our system now makes it possible for systems such as rotors and others to integrate with us in the way that actually works.
Thank you,
Jay.
Oh, welcome.
I hope
certainly for our part, of course, but what you're talking about.
Is it banned?
No.
the old G5 hangar.
Let's hope you grow so fast you need space on the other side of the airport, too.
He's a big guy. You know,
space. I got 18,000 square feet coming
in. And there's a road that ends at
the fence. It's at the end of the road that ends at the fence.
The helicopter can roll over the fence.
That's right.
All by itself.
Oh, the airport road.
Okay. Well, again, thank you for coming tonight and introducing yourself. Appreciate it.
Good luck.
And good luck, yeah.
I'm really good.
What could be better?
Just software.
It works in power.
But again, happy to have you guys here. It's a pleasure meeting you. I think your program looks eminently doable.
Thank you.
Okay, so with that, Chris has already gone over upcoming events, the flying barbecue and the CAF visit.
That was the one.
And that brings us to public input, as we wind down tonight. We have Roger.
Glad to see the bees back.
Well, I think what the city gave you a phone call at the beginning of the week.
Was it Thursday they called us or Friday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday. Friday.
Yeah. Right, Tuesday. Yeah, that's Friday. In Mm-hmm. And we attempted to have it at Southern Hampshire's tower property. They can't let anybody in the building until the fall because of COVID still. The city was all booked up all their rooms too. That's why we did the hybrid meeting tonight. Those who, couldn't attend, they can still attend via Zoom, and here we are.
We are going to try to see if we can get back to the city of Nashville and see for a short time, but with the obstruction that's going on there, it should be pretty hard to see the other one. The workspace right now, so that's not available. And then they have a lot of
other
up there financial and
they're
on board and
going on
forever.
So maybe here for a while.
Here for maybe
there. There's only a couple months. I mean, follow the pretty much.
Yeah. This is great, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our speakers are cheap.
Okay. Any more public input tonight?
Not public input, but I'm kind of private, but. We had, Susan and I discussed generally in the summertime, we skip one of the meetings, and I think it was July usually, but we talked that it would be better if we skipped the meeting. It would be in August. It would be much better than skipping in July.
Okay.
In July, we
skipped
the opportunity to discuss the entire
year 21. And I will not be. I'll be taking 2 weeks of vacation in August, so I won't be available.
Even better.
But of course, I can come in via Zoom.
Yeah. There is Zoom.
It's definitely doable.
Yeah, Chris, there's still Zoom. So
yeah.
I just can't get away.
No excuses anymore.
Be out on a fishing boat.
If I can Zoom in from 14,000 feet, you can Zoom in from where you are.
No reception on the ocean.
Yeah. Okay, so. Director's comments. I'll start with Joe.
Welcome new this month. Good to see everybody. Just get a little more normal, so glad to be here.
Yeah.
Great to see everybody in person. Welcome to new folks on the airport. It's a great airport. I think you'll love it. And I'll be looking forward to seeing you guys progress. And I think our Zoom folks are gone, but welcome to the to
Nick and Danny.
Okay, so I'm glad to be back to the in-person meetings. Hopefully we can work a couple of little kinks out of the hybrid stuff so that we can, get folks to participate via Zoom as well, and be able to hear them.
Sorry about that.
Thank you for coming here tonight. I know you have a lot of choices about what you can do in the evening. Including eating dinner. Appreciate the time you take
I apologize for being late. As the Chamber Board President, I was officiating the graduation of this year's Leadership Greater National Park, so I didn't get that done, and then the accident on the highway didn't help.
I guess I did that.
Yeah. I will say also, I think our folks here from Rotor and the other folks that joined the meeting are just an additional testament to how the Nashua Airport is an economic driver for the city of Nashua. And I was on another Imagine Nashua Zoom last night where they're talking about the change in land use codes and all those types of things. So I really would encourage folks to go to that website and see any of the notes that may have popped up around the airport and comment on those. There is going to be another one on next Monday that deals with housing. Folks may want to take part of so that they understand what's happening and can provide input. And I'll continue to do my part anyway I can to communicate how much of an economic driver the airport is.
What he said. it's exciting to bring your technology to the airport. You have other choices too. We're looking at this here. I'm a pilot, so it's happening. I got my FAA application filed.
Now you just scared Roger.
Hey, Roger, don't let me know who you are. I'll find you.
They always do.
Yeah, just a couple of us have a 107 license.
Filling this authorization to fly on the airport.
You write an email to yourself.
Yeah.
Favorite girl.
I wish it were that simple.
Was the manager tough to deal with?
No, actually, it was an interesting process. Chris, you mentioned that the DOT in New Hampshire now has a UAS, designated person now. There's actually a pretty, for FAA standards, it's a pretty smooth process of getting this thing approved through the UAS, process. They have the UAS group and the FAA, but this is all they do is review authorization by the thing on the field. I work for the woman up in Vermont. As long as you're not going to be doing stupid things, they usually give you approval. But it does have to have the approval of the power chief as well. Actually, coordinate the safety.
I got you about 3 weeks ago, and I heard drone one. You had a Russ's mom?
That was
I thought I was hearing that.
Yeah, the controller did too.
Yeah.
You put your drone on Wolf Patrol, or whatever those coyote patrol, do a taxi drive-by on the runway to scare them out.
I'm not quite sure that's within the scope of the authorization.
You can add that.
You might get much of
that. Took over the migratory waterfall.
Oh, come on. Help
right now. No, these were definitely coyotes, and they gave me the paw when I came by. They were very lucky to get off the runway.
They
were just very lucky to get off. I feel like a little drone going over there and shooting something at them.
I'm glad you hear something if you got there. Yeah, it was going smooth.
Carol and I are in his hotel right now. No, that she will not be able to help you.
Anyway, this
is with the UAS stuff.
They're full, huh?
Come
on.
Anyway, so I will make a motion to adjourn to a non-public session pursuant to RSA 91-82, Section 2D, consideration of the acquisition, sale, or lease of real or personal property.
Second.
Okay, discussion? Okay, we are, public meeting is adjourned.